How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
Thanks again for joining us for day 39 of preparation for resurrection. Today's title is Blessed is He. Psalm 103, verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Our text today is Psalm 118, 19 through 29. "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Psalm 118 contains incredible wisdom stemming from a context of worship. Warren Wiersbe shares this historical significance and four important messages of this great psalm. Sandwiched between the shortest psalm and the longest, this is the last song in the Egyptian Hallel. The background is probably the dedication of the restored walls and gates of Jerusalem during the Feast of Tabernacles in 444 BC, in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. The Jews in the city were surrounded by enemies who first ridiculed them and then threatened to attack them and stop the work. The rebuilding project took 52 days, and the report of this remarkable accomplishment astounded the nations. The psalm mentions gates and building, and certainly expresses the joy the people experienced as they beheld what the Lord had done. The repeated phrases in verses 2 through 4, 10 through 12, and 5 through 16 suggest that the psalm was written for public worship. The pronouns I and me in verses 5 through 21 refer to the nation of Israel and not to the psalmist. But the psalm speaks to all believers in every age and gives them four practical instructions. First, give thanks to the Lord at all times. Second, trust the Lord in every crisis. Third, glorify the Lord after every victory. And fourth, see the Lord in every experience. James Montgomery Boyce provides additional insight. Verses 25 through 26 were used by the people who were entering Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday to honor Jesus. All four evangelists quote one or both of these verses in their account on the triumphal entry. The words, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," are found exactly as we have them in our English versions. Verse 25 is quoted differently, but we can see the connection if we know the words, "Save us," from "O Lord, save us," in the first half of the verse, are literally, "Save us now," which is the Hebrew word Hosanna. The people exclaimed, "Hosanna to the Son of David, and Hosanna in the highest." When we remember that Psalm 118 is part of the Egyptian Hallel, that the Hallel was sung by Jews at the time of the Passover, and that it was Passover when Jesus entered Jerusalem and later died on Calvary, it's understandable that these words would have been in the minds of the people who greeted him as he entered the city. Jesus entered Jerusalem on the day the lambs were being taken into the Jewish homes in preparation for the sacrifice. Whether the masses understood it or not, These verses describe what Jesus was doing and was about to do. He had indeed come in the name of the Lord to do the will of his Father in heaven. And what he had been sent to do was save his people from their sins. He would do it by dying. Tomorrow, we enter into Holy Week, marking the last week of the season of Lent. Today's scripture prepares us for the triumphal entry and the cross of our Lord. We can all exclaim, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Now, here are some questions to consider today. How does the historical context add to the significance of Psalm 118? How does the ancient Jewish use of Psalm 118 inspire you today? As we approach Holy Week, in what ways can you bless His name? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.